Hi, I'm Sian Cowper, one of the news editors at Manx Radio. And this morning, I've been catching up with Chief Minister Alfred Cannon to find out why he sacked his Health Minister, Rob Callister.
So let me be clear. You know, the government is facing significant challenges, including a post-COVID recovery, an energy pricing crisis, inflation and associated cost of living, an absolute need for a new economic vision for the island. And amongst those challenges is a significant and at times complex healthcare transformation programme, which is seeking to bring healthcare delivery and capability to the best possible comparable standards. And you know, unfortunately, on this occasion, I have had to make a decision that a different political and operational approach is required at this critical juncture with healthcare delivery. I want to thank Rob very much for everything that he has done and contributed. But unfortunately, at times you have to make these decisions, and it's in the best interests of moving the department forward for the time being that Laurie Hooper just comes back in and takes back some of the responsibilities he was managing before his move to the Department for Enterprise.
So just why is that operational and political change needed then? Just what has gone wrong here?
It's not so much what's gone wrong, but it's about driving the department forward in the right way. Rob Callister, as you know, is a dedicated politician who has served this administration particularly well, dealing with the return of the TT and the Manx Grand Prix, and as chairman of the Manx Utilities Authority, has been under significant pressure as gas prices have fluctuated significantly as a result primarily of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. And he has gone into the department wanting to take things forward, but sometimes you have to make an assessment that the skill set required, the learning required to take things forward, it's just not there at that particular juncture. And I think, you know, whilst I have to take some responsibility for that, nevertheless, you know, I also have to take responsibility for making sure that we deliver the transformation programme. And at this point, I feel that it is best after a number of discussions that Rob stands aside for the time being. I'm sure he'll be back in government, and I have every confidence, certainly in the interim, that Laurie Hooper will continue to take things forward.
This is, by my count, the sixth change to the Council of Ministers since May this year. Are you concerned by how much disruption there's been in the council?
I don't think there's that, actually. I mean, although there have been a number of changes, most of those have been brought on by circumstances outside necessarily of my control, particularly given the situation with David Ashford and Tim Crookle. So, no, look, I mean, council's getting on with the job. As I told you, you know, next week we're going to set out a clear economic vision for the future of this of the island. I think that's the right thing to do. It's ambitious and it's forward thinking. And as I mentioned to you right at the beginning of this interview, you know, we're also dealing with all these other challenges as well. And I think so far our track record is that we've dealt with the Ukraine crisis, we've dealt with the cost of living crisis, we are dealing with housing. We have 850 new houses planned, of which we expect 650 will be built. We've got new plans for the built environment reform. So I'm very confident that council is continuing to deliver. You know, and along the way, unfortunately, there's always going to be a risk of some shifts.
You mentioned a moment ago that when it comes to putting ministers in post, you have to bear some of the responsibility of that. Given that you have had some change over the last couple of months, do you worry about how this reflects on you and your decision making?
Look, I said to you, you know, I think the decision for David Ashford to stand down was his decision. That couldn't have been foreseen, and vis-a-vis with Tim Crookle. And I've just explained how council is dealing with all these significant challenges. And I perhaps need to reflect on this particular appointment and what's happened there. But as I said, you know, we're delivering, we're setting out the economic vision, and we're going to continue to push forward.
You mentioned, of course, as well, that Minister Hooper is now back in charge in health. When will you be looking at a permanent replacement there? Is he going to be permanently health minister and you get a new enterprise minister, or what's the plan there?
Well, I will reflect on the situation at present and I'll make an announcement as soon as possible.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.